Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is Dan Dorman. He is the chief executive of the Greater Minnesota Partnership. And thanks for joining us today, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Now, last week we talked about the Rural Broadband Initiative, and the effort really is to get broadband internet service, right, to parts of rural Minnesota that are currently not being served. They either are not being served at all or underserved. And so one of the things that is involved in this is a grant process. And it seems to me that one of the arguments you have against the current way that it's being administered is that it kind of tilts the playing field to the established internet providers, right?
There's two things that I think are that impact that. One is where you draw the line on who qualifies and who doesn't qualify. So if you say, for example, that you can only be underserved and you use a definition of underserved that has a very small upload number, then you exclude most communities from participating. The second thing, and this was language that was adopted last year that was, we found very disappointing, there was language put in there, a first refusal language last year that basically says company A is serving the area, local telco, and company B says, boy, I think we could come in and do a fiber project, let's apply for a grant and go do that. They spend 30, 40 grand putting the grant application together, send that to St. Paul. Everybody's excited. Boy, we're going to have a project. That local telco simply can object to it. They then have 3 years to build a project. The project still doesn't have to be at fiber-like speeds. It only has to be 25 down and 3 megabit up. And the fiber project will never happen. That's going to have two impacts. One, I think it'll delay projects because there's no teeth in that. So if the incumbent provider doesn't perform after 3 years, somebody might come back and rebid it again. But of course, now you've pushed it out. But number two, and the thing that's going to be harder to measure, is what impact will that have on applications? So let's say you and I get tired of our current jobs and we decide to form an internet company, and we spend 30 grand and we're going to go serve a territory in Greater Minnesota somewhere. We get our application kicked out by an incumbent provider. We're not likely to go to another area and say, gee, let's try this again, spend another 30 grand, only to have the application booted out by the provider. So it gives a extra layer of protection for that incumbent provider. And I understand the attractiveness of it, except for it doesn't work very well if you're a customer out there, whether it's a business or a consumer that needs better internet.
Right. And as you pointed out, it does not really put the onus on that incumbent organization to match the level of service that is being applied for through that granting
right.
process.
Nor is there any guarantee that they do the project.
Dan Dorman is the executive director of the Greater Minnesota Partnership, and that's our program for today. We'll catch you next week.